This is episode 2017 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to our series this week. We are exploring joy, and you may be trying to remember what makes you happy during this coronavirus pandemic, where most of the world has been under stay-at-home orders. You might find yourself living a completely different life. And even though it hasn't been that long since we've been in this lockdown mode, although it can feel like it's been way too long, you might be trying to remember what it was that truly gave you joy before the pandemic started. And if you really think about it, were you really happy? I want to share with you some research I came across regarding joy, what makes people happy. And this is from the Harvard Gazette, Health and Medicine. The title of the article is Good Genes Are Nice, But Joy Is Better. And this is written by Liz Mineo. This study was conducted by Harvard University, and there are very few studies like this one. This study was conducted for nearly 80 years following 268 Harvard sophomores at the time, who back in 1938 during the Great Depression were hoping that they would lead healthy and happy lives. Well, this study traced these 268 Harvard sophomores throughout their life for nearly 80 years. In fact, they even later on in the study included the children and the grandchildren as participants in the study. Now, this was conducted on men because at the time in 1938, women were not allowed at Harvard. So this is actually one of the world's longest studies of adult life. And what they were looking for is what is the real joy factor in life. They wondered, is it good health from having good genes? Or is it living a long life from having good habits such as eating well and exercising? Is it fame? Is it a fulfilling profession? What is it that brings people the most joy? When they come to the end of their lives, what was the main joy factor? The study revealed that more than money or fame or good fitness or a healthy diet or a luxurious lifestyle, what keeps people happy throughout their lives are close relationships. The director of the study, Robert Waldinger, said that good relationships don't just protect our bodies, they protect our brains. He said that, in fact, loneliness kills. It's as powerful as smoking or alcoholism. Those good relationships, he says, don't have to be smooth all the time. Some of our octogenarian couples could bicker with each other day in and day out, but as long as they felt that they could really count on the other when the going got tough, those arguments didn't take a toll on their memories. The study found that in men who were happier with their relationships at age 50, that this was a better predictor of physical health than their cholesterol levels were. And as Waldinger says in a popular TED Talk, it's how satisfied they were in their relationships. The people who were the most satisfied in their relationships at age 50 were the healthiest at age 80. So here you are finding your joy this week. You may be cooped up with loved ones or even roommates who you have to sort of tolerate during this coronavirus pandemic. Today, I have a challenge for you. You've had a challenge all week long to find joy in each day, to do something that makes you happy. Well, today, I challenge you to do something that makes someone else happy, someone who is important to you, a relationship you have. Not necessarily a romantic relationship, any relationship. In fact, some of your best relationships may even be with friends or colleagues. So reach out to someone who helps to make your brain healthier. Relationships in the study are shown to have a tremendous impact on our brain health. So reach out and thank this person for being a part of your life. Do something nice for them. So, in today's episode, you are going to be guided as we layer the meditation techniques you've been exploring all week long. You discovered a different meditation technique in each episode this week to help you experience more joy. So you'll layer them together since we're at the very end of our series. We have one more day after today, so let's layer the techniques together. So go ahead and settle yourself down and make sure your body is nice and comfortable. Straighten up your spine and close your eyes. As you do so, keep your eyes gently uplifted. This uplifts your mood as you meditate. You may find that they sink back downward, but just consciously, periodically through your meditation, gently uplift your eyes. This is an instant mood boost. And repeat the affirmation, the positive statement for this week. I welcome everything that comes to me as an opportunity for further growth. I welcome everything that comes to me as an opportunity for further growth. You may place your hands in the mudra for this week, the prana mudra. Touching your thumb to your ring finger. Your other fingers are just gently extended, placing your hands upward on your lap, doing this with both hands. Again, touching your thumb tip to the fingertip on your ring finger. This prana mudra helps you develop willpower for the kind of qualities you want to cultivate within yourself. Think of those qualities that are unique to you, that bring you joy. And as you consider what brings you joy? Think about what steals away your joy. Think of this moment if you are in a mood that has you judging others or yourself. See if you can let go of that mood This is your sixth chakra that's right at the dip behind your neck. Chakra is simply an area where you hold your different emotions and experiences within your body. Letting go of your ego attachments. Allowing yourself simply to be. Now take a nice deep inhale through your nose. And mentally repeat, I relax into peace. I relax into peace. And as you exhale, release your tension. Continue your meditation, allowing yourself to experience your true joy, your inner peace. As always, for the full 30-minute guided meditations, you can find those on the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free. You can explore over 2,000 guided meditations with a weekly journal. This week it's a joy journal and a joy guide. You are so worth slowing down for.